RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studio inside Think Tank at Priatech Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit ThinkTankConnect.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. ThinkTankConnect.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are unemployed, underemployed, or changing careers, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will train you how to earn great money while helping people in a career as a recruiter. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com. Now let's go live to Think Tank at Priatech Plaza for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Think Tank offices located on the first floor of the newly named Priatech Plaza. It's a beautiful building with marble floors, great interior design, and located in downtown St. Petersburg. It's a great location to work and do business in, and if you haven't been downtown for a while, you'll be surprised at all the changes and the growth. It's an exciting time for the city. So I want to take this time to thank our new sponsors, Think Tank and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and all those working at our sponsors, thank you, too, for all of your support. I really appreciate your efforts. And for those of you turning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with leaders of every employer and of just about every employer in every industry I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them better. And I get to meet and talk with some very interesting people along the way. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit LifetimeUrgentCare.com. That's LifetimeUrgentCare.com. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to Twitter.com/RecruitACAD and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle at AR Academy. If you're walking by and want to tune in, you can listen to this program live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And if you want to listen again to this and other shows at your leisure, just go to the archive section of the website. So I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Dr. Jonathan Youssef, the Medical Director of Lifetime Family and Urgent Care, located in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Welcome to Job Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dean. I appreciate it. And it's kind of an honor because you took me around and showed me the area, and starting to love St. Pete already.
It's great. Yeah, we even ran into some people we know mutually. How about that?
That's exactly
amazing. So, listen, I appreciate it. And do you mind if I call you Jonathan?
Of course.
Okay, great. So, you know, thank you very much for being here. And it's a bit of a drive to St. Petersburg from Wesley Chapel. And so for those that are really not too familiar with the area and might be listening online, you know, tell us about Wesley Chapel, where it is, and just what it's like out there.
Oh, Wesley Chapel, a little bit north there in Tampa, and it's exciting new growth area. A lot of family communities are in the area, and then probably one of the more exciting things to happen was we had the Premier Outlets just opened up a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of businesses and shops opening up, and it's kind of a nice little place to see grow.
That's great. And so tell us about yourself up until the time that you actually started your practice currently.
Well, you know, my parents, you know, moved over from Egypt when we were very young and lived in New York. And that's pretty much New York City where we kind of grew up in, you know, some difficult times. But, you know, as the years went on, I did well in school and decided to go to medical school up in Erie, Pennsylvania, a little cold place called Lake Erie. And, you know, did my medical school training there. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do because it was so cold, as I wanted to come to nice, sunny Florida. So I ended up moving to Wellington, where I did my residency program.
Okay. And how long was the residency program?
The residency program was, the one-year internship, rotating internship, and then another 2 years of family practice residency.
And where did you do the residency?
It was all done in Wellington Regional Medical Center, a nice place in West Palm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you happen to be an osteopath, right?
Correct.
So what's the difference between an MD and a DO?
So the main exciting thing that we like to be known for is that we treat the body as a whole, and that's kind of our motto, which is something A.T. Still kind of started out when the schools and distinguished themselves between maybe an allopathic and an osteopathic physician. So an osteopathic physician, I guess in a practical sense, perceives the body in a different way, but one of the additional tools that I get to use in practice, again, practically, is my adjustments, where I can actually put my hands on a patient and use techniques such as adjustments and trigger points and manipulation, which, you know, is very synonymous words.
Yeah, what is the difference between manipulation and...
You know, I think, when you hear about what a chiropractor does and he, you know, has a back pop or he pops your back or you know, has a terminology, this is what an osteopath can do and can incorporate in addition to their medical medications as well as surgeries and other aspects. So there's a kind of an additional tool that an osteopath might have to add, and it really does well in a family practice environment where you have a lot of aches and pains, or you have someone who's just not doing well with traditional treatments.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you mentioned trigger points. What's a trigger point?
Well, you know, I just came upon this information in the literature, and it was defined with this particular book as a bundle of tissue that is outside of the body, like almost outside of the body, but outside of the fascial plane. And it's kind of described as a ropiness, tight area. And, you know, and to be honest with you, I've been doing this for a long time, and one of the relations was whenever a massage therapist would feel something, a knot in somebody's back, that might actually be a trigger point, point where, and that's where I kind of feel the same tissue, and it's a bundle of tissue that seems to kind of stand out in somebody's body, and typically in the back is where I see it a lot.
Wow, interesting. So you're talking about doing your residency. Did you, is the residency for an osteopath the same crazy schedule that an MD has?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with my internship, you know, you're talking about some late nights and you overnights where you stay in the hospital and get called upon emergencies and have to put tubes down and pick lines in. And these are like injections and these central lines. So all of these really intense activities are happening, and that's it's a very stressful time, but very rewarding too.
Mm-hmm. And in that particular residency program, was it geared toward osteopaths, or were medical doctors also in part of the program?
You know, I think that the internship was really what any internship would be. You work in the hospital, you see the patients for emergency medical conditions mostly, and you see some urgent stuff. But it wasn't until the second and third year that I think I got more of the osteopathic training.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm speaking with Jonathan Youssef, the medical director of Lifetime Family and Urgent Care. And, you know, after you, so what did you do right after after you finished your residency program?
Well, I had met someone and then decided to move to Tampa, and I landed a great job here. But before that, I know one of the things we talked about earlier was what did I do between finishing up my residency and my kind of long-term job, and that was I was doing something called locum tenens, which is basically me going to different where, let's say a physician or a doctor in the community decides to take a vacation, or a clinic, a physician passes away, or something has happened where he needs to take some time, maybe they're sick. Well, this is where I would come in at the time. I worked at about four or five different clinics, workman's comp place. I worked for a prison for a short period of time.
Really?
And, yes.
Tell us, what was that like?
Well, you know, I think I realized at that point that was not the position that I wanted to be in for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I think it was... it wasn't geared towards real... well, we did treat patients. I mean, that's not... But what happened was there were a lot of intricate details on what they wanted that had nothing to do with medicine at all. So
of course.
It was just a special boot or a bunk bed or a top bed or a cane, something to kind of distinguish them from the other prisoners at the time. So it was exciting, but it was one thing I could tell you is that it taught me how much I appreciate what the positions that I have now. So
that's funny. I had a similar one. I worked at General Motors, you know, putting on the tops for vehicles, you know, and stuff. And when you're in those environments, I tell you, you really appreciate other opportunities you have in life.
Absolutely. I think Florida, too, like if you know, in the communities that we have here, we're just so exciting to be in, because, you know, I'm so used to the intensity of New York and some of the stuff that I had to deal with up north. But I'm kind of excited to say that I really enjoy being down here, and the environment is much healthier for me.
And what do you like about Florida? Is it a good place to have a medical practice?
I think so. Medical practice, a family. I think the weather, obviously. But I think too that it's growing. You know, it's an area that is still there's opportunity for people to jump in at the level, the first level here, and that's what's exciting about it for me.
Great. Now, before we talk about your practice, you know, when I was in your office, I always like to take a look around and see what the people have in their office and so on. And in yours, you have a collage of all your martial arts activities. It looks like you've done pretty well, actually.
If there's a scary patient, I'll take him back. No, I don't. I enjoyed martial arts basically for the workout. And you know, I like the trainer Sensei Joe at the Impact Karate. And he's so good to me. After about 5 to 6 years, I got to be a black belt, and it was a wonderful experience.
What kind of style was that?
It was called Ishinru Karate, and it's a Japanese based martial arts.
Don't they kind of use the energy of your opponent in that regard?
This one is, I believe, a direct, which is a little bit different. I think it's a mix of both. Mm-hmm. I think with this one, not as much like as Aikido would. Mm-hmm. Aikido might take someone's energy and throw them to the ground, or maybe not, you know, absorb a punch or flip to avoid them. But this has a lot of direct.
Great. Mm-hmm. And do you still do it, or...?
I've got to admit, in the last year and a half, I've been lax, but I've been doing some other exercises too, and I'm doing like a combination of what I call CrossFit and just some personal training.
All right, so let's talk about Lifetime Family and Urgent Care Center. Now let's start off. How did you get the name?
Well, you know, immediately, so there was a family practice doctor in Orlando who was selling their practice, and one of the machines that we get, it's called an EKG machine, and when I printed out she was selling it to me, and she sold it. It's very sweet, but her practice was called Lifetime Family, I think, or sorry, Lifetime Medical, I believe, and it was, I thought it had a nice warm feeling to it, and I thought about it, I said, you know, why not have kind of a lifetime family, and, you know, kind of a practice, and so immediately one of the thoughts that came to my head, I said, well, why not call, you know, why not be your doctor for a lifetime, and so it didn't take but a second, and we said that's it. That's the you know, the motto, and that's the idea that we want to get across.
And it really does have a family kind of feel when you're there. You've got a really nice crew of people.
Yeah, we love the family environment, and that's one of the topics. We want to make our patients feel like family. We want to make the staff feel like family, and I think it all comes from the providers, you know, the people who are there.
Sure.
Providing, they set the tone for the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And so how many people do you have working there now?
I have about, I'd say probably close to 15 now, if you want to add some extra ancillary services that we have. You know, we have office managers and billing specialists, and we have about 10 four medical assistants and about two or three now front desk people. Mm-hmm. And they're all wonderful. You know, my office manager, Crystal, helps me run this practice, and I can't appreciate all of their help. And the billing specialists, Lori and Alma, have done a great job of just getting me comfortable and getting me to do what I really want to do, which is family medicine.
Mm-hmm. And you've listed their pictures and stuff up there. You have a lot of women working for you.
I knew you were going to ask me. To nullify that a little bit, to say that I have several students and a nice business consultant that are male. So just to nullify that question, I'd like to add that. But they're very sweet and very kind, and mm-hmm. I'm lucky to have them. I mean, you know, Tracy and Carrie have been with me for a while. Haley and Roxy are kind of new with me, but I have to admit that each one of them has their own like unique qualities that I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the other providers you have working with you.
Yes, I have worked with Peggy Sotiropoulos. She's my ARNP. I've worked with her for over 6 years.
What is ARNP?
It's Advanced Registered Nurse Practitioner. It's a position that an RN can apply for once they get certain level of training. And
they have to be master's trained?
Close. Yeah. I think that they require as many years, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. But I do believe. She probably would know more about how the level of training is for her. But mm-hmm. I do admit that. You know, coming from a background where an ARNP basically is a nurse that had been working for a while and now is going to be a provider, and you know, and I think that is a very unique position, because when she came to our practice, she came with a whole level of experience that I didn't have. But at the same time, we may have some conflicting, you know, thoughts and decisions, and so. She had so it, as opposed to a physician's assistant, which Jennifer and Nina are, they immediately took on the same responsibilities and ideas that I had. Mm-hmm. While they didn't come with any new or different thoughts, they immediately followed the same direction as I am. So there's a positive and negative to both levels, but in fact, I can't say enough that they're the ones that are keeping the clinic going right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, while you're here.
Right, exactly.
And also, nurse practitioners, they can write prescriptions, right?
They can. All of them can write prescriptions, but in Florida, the rulers, or the which is still under debate, is that they can't write for controlled substances. So that's the one limit. But I will have to admit that you know, they're all capable of doing very good work, and mm-hmm. You know, that probably will change, because in other states it's approved that they do.
So even your physician assistants are board certified, though.
They are. You know, mm-hmm. they some have done family practice. Well, you know, and. So there's two kinds, I think, over the years. From my there are some schools in which they're just doing pediatrics, mm-hmm. and then, you know, a physician's assistant can pretty much can follow in any of the physician-led specialties.
Mm-hmm. And so are the people that you have working for you, are they in family practice then, as opposed to pediatrics?
Yeah, they both have their family practice. So that was their choice even before joining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. So also it mentions, what I like about your website is that it even talks about the kinds of procedures and the things, the visits that people can come, and plus the prices for them. It's pretty transparent, definitely.
Well, you know, and that we wanted to make it transparent, but that was kind of, and originally it was mandated on us, to be honest with you. Mm. We had to have a sign up in our waiting room. Mm. Yeah, there was some kind of,
is it urgent care related? Or
exactly.
Is that
exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was some kind of just regulation for just the urgent cares that some prices had to be some transparency to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that makes sense. I've seen that actually in some urgent care facilities differently, but I haven't noticed any on the website. That's why I really thought that it was interesting. But, you know, so what is the basic? It talks about the price is a little bit different between a new patient complex, intermediate, or standard. So what's the difference there?
There's definitely so if you come in and you've got, you know, cold or flu, that might be a quick, easy visit for you. But if you've got something like a if you've got hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, and then you have some injuries as well to add that might be a little more complex. So you're dealing with multiple medications. Sometimes the type of medication that you're getting can also be the complexity of it.
I see.
So there's a lot to just spending 10 minutes to give them medication, or some 45 minutes or an hour to really hone in. What about depression, anxiety? A lot of some things that I see in the office that could use a little more time than mm-hmm. just a common cold.
Right. And you have injections, labs and tests, and also offer X-ray and ultrasound there. So what kind of injections?
You hate injections.
I know. I got to tell you, the one thing about a website, that the flu shot thing with the needle, yeah, it's got to go.
We're taking that off right
okay.
away.
I appreciate it.
But, the flu shots were something that we kind of pushed for the season. So don't worry, that will not stay on too long. But, yeah, some people don't like injections. But I have to be honest, I have my heart of hearts tells me that sometimes these injections are what makes the patients better quicker. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a quick antibiotic shot for a bad infection can really change the course of their treatment and their diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you're dealing with injections, there are some additional things I think we're going to talk about with trigger point shots.
So. Right. So we'll get to that. But you also do – now, what kind of labs and tests do you offer there?
Well, you know, you get this the basic test that we almost always do, which is a complete blood count, the liver and the kidney test, your thyroid, cholesterol, vitamins D and B12, and you might see some hormones ordered as well. So, you know, when you come in, it depends on what your concerns are, but we tailor those labs towards those concerns.
You have nebulizer treatment, is that for asthma?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have like young kids, we see kids from two and older, and those kids come in with asthma related symptoms. We can give a nebulizer. We have some oxygen on site, and we have some emergency treatments if need be.
Mm-hmm. And why would what kind of x-rays do you offer there too, an ultrasound?
I really like our X-ray. It's digital, so a lot of physicians are going away from having an X-ray in house. It's a very difficult to set the room up. You have to have lead shielding, and so a lot of physicians don't have this in house. But I think as an urgent care, when you're dealing with an injury like a fracture on a young kid who can't tell. You might need that X-ray, and we have a digital on-site X-ray, which means that we can see it in all of the rooms, and we actually show the patients their X-rays, and we can zoom in on the fracture.
Hmm. So why would I – what's a typical ailment that would need a manipulation or an adjustment?
Typically, it's the back, you know, neck, lower back, mid-back pain. Hmm. I do a lot of those in the office. This is one of the things that I combine with our trigger point shots, because I use them in conjunction with each other to help alleviate back pain.
Great, and we'll talk about that in your advanced therapy section. For right now, though, can you tell me a little bit? You also offer cosmetic services. So what do you do there?
We were doing Botox for about 4 years, and just for fun, you know, some of the patients were coming in, and some of the staff members were getting it, and then we just decided, you know what, we enjoy doing it. It's fun. The patients like it. Some patients, you know, don't want to go to a second physician for this kind of thing, especially since it's actually, given our injections and all of our surgical procedures, this is actually not a very difficult item. But you do have to have a good eye for it, and if you you have to do it correctly. But you know, we've got 4 years on the Botox for right now, and we decided to add some fillers to it, which have actually dramatically improved the way the patient might look and make a quick difference. And unlike the Botox, the fillers, you actually see the results the day of. Mm-hmm. So like the nasolabial folds, those are the more common ones we do.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned on your website it talks about, what is that, Obagi?
Obagi is a skin line. Now, this one I give credit to Peggy. She is the one to get us started on the Obagi. And she, we started to boost up. And it's a nice combination of about six different steps that you can take, including a toner and a wash and a sunscreen as well. And it just kind of supplements with something called the Retin A, which is an Obagi-based product as well. And this whole combination can smooth out some skin changes and can some help people feel better about themselves.
Hmm, great. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so let's talk about those advanced therapies. Let's start off by, what is Tramiel injection? What's that?
Tramiel is a vial that it's hard to find, but it's a vial that is a combination of Arnica Montana, witch hazel, daisy, chamomile, milfoil, echinacea. These are like herbal products that you hear about, and it's this vial that I take, and I mix it with my own. I call it proprietary blend, like following other places calling them proprietary blends.
You have and to brand it for
exactly,
you.
Exactly. I do specific for our office, you know. And so I mix it with a few products, and I inject it typically in areas like the back, the neck, the trigger points that we talked about, as well as some joints, knees, shoulders, and elbows sometimes.
And how long does a treatment last for these injections? Is it one? Is it 10? How's it work? What kind of expectations?
I think we got to start talking about like the cortisone injections. You know, they typically work, but sometimes the cortisone injection has a destructive nature. You know, it's a breaks down tissue and doesn't provide nourishment to the joint or the healing. So the Tramiel, where it steps up, is where we want to provide nourishment, healing. It does take a couple of injections. But one of the things that you will be happy with is that even from the first injection, you'll notice a difference. So while it may take a few injections, a little more, you're dealing with a healing. So one of the things that I used to do was elbow injections for some patients. They would do the cortisone, because that was the first option I had. And I was noticing that a lot of them were getting it back, coming back. And it was I couldn't just keep doing the cortisone injections. So that was one area where I was able to use my natural. And instead of, after they're done, instead of it having to come back, they tended to heal better. Mm. So that's where I personally, you know.
So you've actually seen the results, though.
Oh yes, I've had one patient I was just doing yesterday who it's on her third injection, and immediately she's so happy with it, you know, that she's able to do things. And it's kind of funny, we were joking about this, because she had almost like a epicondylitis from holding a heavy phone. So I don't know if these tablets or phones are getting heavier or not, but it was funny. She had this like minion phone, and it was so heavy that she was causing her to have tendonitis in the elbow.
Isn't that something? Technology for
it. I know, exactly.
There you go. Let's also talk about another therapy that you offer. I know when I was in your office, there was a machine that you showed mm-hmm. me that was part of the PRP therapy. So what is PRP therapy?
PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. And what I do with it is, so in order to get, similar to what the cortisone situation is not such a healing, but more of a destructive force, although it does have some benefits, the PRP takes your own blood and you spin this blood in a high level centrifuge that we is actually kind of, again, a proprietary item. So this high-end centrifuge will spin the blood so fast that the top layer of the blood, which contains the platelets, can be removed. And in that platelets, there is growth factors and healing factors. And you can take those platelets and then re-inject them back into the joint. Hmm. So, you know, on a personal level, I had two of these done to my knees, and I have to admit that it works. I have noticed improvement with the quality of my knee. I can bend, and I used to have difficulty doing squats and lunges, again, as a result of too much CrossFit, and now I feel better with it. I'm jumping better. I'm able to bend down and kneel and do some chores that mm-hmm. that makes life easier.
How much blood is involved in that? Is it a lot?
It's 60 milliliters is what we draw out, and that typically is kind of I'd say like a half a cup of blood, and we spin that, and we only get 7 milliliters out, which is like a teaspoon and a half.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
But it's working. And how long has the therapy been around?
I believe that we've been dealing with it for 10 years. This is where stem therapy has always kind of been talking about how to do like stem therapy, and it's taking your own blood's stem cells to mm-hmm. sort of do it. So there's a lot of discussions on the benefits or not, but I think that the literature will show that there are certain areas of the body that really do well with it, like the elbow and the shoulders and probably the knees, but, you know, there's still some debate on whether it works well for the back and other areas. So.
That's great. So as far as your process too, you have a really thorough process for new patients coming in to visit you. And you have all the forms there that they're ready to come in. And So I think it's very nice. I mean, you even have a patient portal.
We love this idea. What we're seeing is that it's, you know, how many times have you gone to the doctor's office and you had to fill out those forms and mm-hmm. sit there and do it on the fly? Well, imagine you could just, you know, print them out or fill them out online. And, you know, we would start to have that information for you before you walk into the door, and you can just get, you know, treated and handled. You know, the only slow part now is the insurance. You know, now we have to verify insurances and do other things that take a little more time. But if you can, you know, speed up that process with just the right amount of items and forms to fill out beforehand, you make it a lot easier for everyone.
And you even have some specialized forms, like talking about ADD, anxiety, depression, and low T.
Well, you know, over the years, just like everybody else, I'm treating patients, and they're like my family. And what I do is, as soon as you talk about, like, they come in for a cold or for an injury, then they want to talk about like some of their personal things, like they've dealt with attention deficit, they've been depressed, they've had some anxiety, they've got a new stressor in their life, and a lot of times this is an opportunity for me to bond with my patients and create a better relationship, I would say, because once we do that, it's almost therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm having like in-house therapy for myself, but the patients. And sometimes I spend a great deal of time with patients, and they want to get out of the room just as much. You know, they're like, "Wait, this is about me, Dr. Yusuf. This isn't supposed to be this way."
So I'm speaking with Dr. Jonathan Yusuf, the medical director of Lifetime Family and Urgent Care, located in Wesley Chapel, Florida. And I really only have a few more questions for you. Time's gone by really quickly. And Jonathan, you mentioned you're interested in putting together some educational and training sessions and videos and stuff. Tell us about that idea.
I'm so excited. I wanted to do something called the Health and Wellness Seminars, and I just wanted to do some free seminars to my patients that have been coming to the clinic, and then maybe opening it up. And really, its goal is to educate people on the stuff that we do in the office, as well as to help them feel better. Some of the main, the one thing that I really wanted to talk about to bring out and during these seminars is, if you take two cells, one an unhealthy cell and one a healthy cell, and you look at them under a microscope, and you see the older and the younger cells are actually look very similar. But the difference is what we put into those cells and what are the factors, hormones, nutrition, exercise and diet, supplements, vitamins, the growth factors. So when you're dealing with these items, these extra products that are coming into the cell, that's what makes a 50-year-old cell look like a 20-year-old cell, because there's these factors that contribute to it. So that's part of my is how do I get my patients, and I'm not trying to imagine that patients who don't know about some of these things aren't doing them already. They could be, but there's still a large portion of the population that just from a few little items can make their lives a little bit better, mm-hmm. and a whole lot better, I should say.
That sounds great. Yeah,
it's exciting.
I
love it. I mean, it's nothing new that hasn't been done. It's just mm-hmm. now I'm just educating people.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be having some videos done hopefully in the near future.
I'm hoping so. I've got some ideas, and you helped me with that earlier. So
well, good. Well, always glad to help.
You're always good.
So let's talk about some jobs. You know, you mentioned, how many people do you have working over there again?
I've got about almost 15 with some ancillary, you know.
And I also met an intern, I think, when I was there visiting your office.
Students, yes, a couple of students coming in.
So how does that work? Do you have internships available often, or how does that work?
Well, we have physician's assistant school sends over from South University, and a couple. I'm an adjunct clinical professor for both LECOM, which was my medical school that I went to, as well as South University. And what we do there is we take the students, ARNP students, physician's assistants, and medical students into our office. In addition, we also have kind of like a semi-contract to train different students for medical assisting and front desk. And they stay for us with about 3 to 6 months, depending on their rotation.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have you have a new one in there, right?
We have a student who Paul. He just kind of started with us, and he gets the brunt end of the deal for right now. But so we're hoping to, yeah. And he is a guy. Yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you for sharing that. just in case there's anybody listening there.
That's funny. And so I know that a while ago you were looking for somebody full time, and I think you filled that position. But do you have any other openings, even part time?
We have a part time opening for front desk, and we were going to do two part time positions for the front desk, and we actually hired somebody. We're still looking for a part-timer, and we never know when we have openings, because we just don't know sometimes. People have moved on, some people have graduated, mm-hmm. and changed positions. So,
mm-hmm. So what are you looking for in that person?
We are looking for someone who's going to have a great, when we see the presentation, someone who's going to be hardworking, who comes with a positive attitude, and someone who can fit into our family, our lifetime family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that leads us into the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at Lifetime Family and Urgent Care, what advice would you give them?
I really had, when we had the patient, I mean, we had the applicants, one of the things that I noticed was a very lengthy, unnecessary resume. I would love to see not only the dates on which somebody's went, but maybe keep it to a page and a half to 2 pages, and avoid putting the extra stuff that maybe is not as,
related.
I mean, I do like the hobbies portion, so you can get to see some things, but maybe keep it sweet and simple. Maybe mm-hmm. keep the descriptions to more efficient. So a nice resume.
Okay. Well, that's great advice, actually. And just one last thing. You know, you mentioned that I think there's an upcoming event. You haven't really scheduled the final date yet, but tell us about that.
We were thinking about re-grand opening. We wanted to, sort of rebrand ourselves to let people know, hey, this is Lifetime Family and Urgent Care, your doctor for a lifetime. We want to get that kind of message across and let them know that we have these services that we can, enrich their lives and hopefully improve the community. And so we want to revisit this, and we want to reopen. And this is going to happen first or second week in December. And we'll probably be putting that on our website.
Okay. And, of course, you're going to let me know so I can mention it as well.
Yeah, we appreciate – we're excited, and we just want to thank you again for having us, for sure.
And, again, it's pretty much the end of the interview. I don't have any other questions, but I do want to thank you for coming all this way. It's been a long drive, I know, and thanks for all your information here. I'm sure that so if somebody does want to learn more about your urgent care and family practice there, how can they do that?
Definitely they can come visit us. We're in Wesley Chapel, but you also could visit us at the website www.lifetimeurgentcare.com, and we'd be happy to give us a phone call, 813-991-4991. Now I feel itchy a little bit. That was really good. It came easy. I don't know why, but I did it. I did enjoy this conversation, and I was actually very excited to be in St. Pete. And who knows? Maybe move in.
Always open up a new office right here. That's right.
Dean has been, you've been selling this place really well.
I love it here. So
you work for the mayor's office, I think.
Not yet. But
still, but doing a good job, irregardless.
Well, I appreciate it. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And again, that was my guest, Dr. Jonathan Youssef, the medical director of Lifetime Family and Urgent Care, located in Wesley Chapel. So check out the website. Stop by if you have a need for services. You're really going to like his staff, and of course, he'll do his best to make you well. And now it's time for the Job Talk alumni updates. Today, I want to say hello to Big Al at Bayprint and Barb at Action Coach Tampa Bay. Saw them last night at the original Third Tuesday that's held at the Hangar in downtown St. Petersburg. So if you're looking for a great networking event, check out the website at thirdtuesdays.com. That's 3rdtuesdays.com. And if your printing needs, go to bayprintonline.com. And if you're looking for a business coach, definitely check out actioncoachtampabay.com. And the shout-outs today go to Fred and George in Florida. Really look forward to working with you both. And to Janine in Canada, looking forward to our next conversation. And to my guest next week, David Punzek. He's an attorney at law with Carlton Fields Jordan Burt. David is very involved in the community, and it really should be a great interview. So I want to thank you all for listening also to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. I hope you've had time to check out the great music on the site, as it features local musicians here too. New shows are in production all the time. Station content just keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including pop, country, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts, like the one that you heard right before this one at Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. And also be sure to listen to Will Kuntz. It does the homemade broadcast, and also treat yourself to the Indie Circuit with Mao that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, Toriana Parker has a new program he calls Hard Hitting Radio that airs on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m. You can also look for Toriano's broadcasts on YouTube. And we have a new addition to the Radio St. Pete lineup, Haley J. She's doing contributing interviews centered on the local music scene, as well as trying her hand at some live broadcasting and recorded interviews from First Friday, Saturday Morning Market, and more. So be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. And I got a referral last week, and I'm definitely going to reach out to that person, so thank you very much for that. I also want to take this time to thank Joe B. for the opportunity to be heard on RadioSt.Pete.com, to Joe, Zooey, and Kat for their support. None of this would happen if not for you, so thank you. To my engineer, Thomas, thanks for making all this work. Andy, thanks for setting up Periscope, and thanks to Adriana for doing such a great job on the design of the new Job Talk sign and all the stuff you do here as well. And thanks to Chastity for all the work you did at the website. Looks great. Thank you so much. And a lot of work has gone on behind the scenes in order to make this reality. I really appreciate all the work you've done. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening. And until next time, when we talk about jobs at Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live from Think Tank at Priatek Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit thinktankconnect.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. thinktankconnect.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you're unemployed, underemployed, or changing careers, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will train you how to earn great money while helping people in a career as a recruiter. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Think Tank at Priatek Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSaintPete.com.